This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel, there's a listen line that works just really, really well. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And there are other listen lines as well, and you can find them at usaprepares.com. You can subscribe to Dr. Shealy's free, multiple times per week newsletter by going to normshealy.com. NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy, I'd like to read something that I found on the Drudge Report during the break, and it's unbelievable. CNN orders blackout on Clinton's son. This is Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. It says CNN boss Jeff Zucker has directly ordered network staff not to cover shocking allegations made by Arkansas resident Danny Williams, the Drudge Report has learned. Williams, who is set to give his first TV interview today on Infowars.com, claims to be Bill Clinton's biological son. Jeff thinks it's a ridiculous hoax, a top CNN source reveals. I always felt, this is another quote, I always felt bad about Bill Clinton not wanting to be in my life, Williams explains in a video released on Monday. Was it because I was black? Was there something wrong with me? It made me think sometimes even of suicide. It's not fair, and it has been hurtful. Hillary, please do not deny I exist. I am your stepson. And that is from the Drudge Report. So that's out there. And this young man claims that he is Bill Clinton's biological son, and he is black. His name is Danny Williams.
Well,
so that has been...
It may show that Bill isn't much of a racist. At least he was indiscriminate. He didn't discriminate between white and black in having sex with multiple women.
Right. And Larry Nichols on this broadcast, Larry Nichols, an insider of the Clinton administration, if you will. He was in the Clinton kitchen cabinet. He said right on this broadcast that Bill Clinton had sex with a manager at McDonald's, the restaurant chain, and he had sex with this manager in the governor's limousine in Arkansas, and that Larry Nichols interviewed the manager. So, and she was black as well. So, I can't comment on this because I don't know, but I can tell you that's what is front page headlines on the Drudge Report right this moment. So since mentioning suicide, that this young man, Danny Williams, says he thought of suicide, that leads me to a post that I read that said antidepressants double the risk of suicide. Dr. Shealy, you've been saying that there's a relationship for a long, long time. And here it is out in the mainstream media that they're saying that it can double the risk of suicide, antidepressants. Would you comment on that? Because a lot of people must be taking these.
Well, yes. You know, the suicide risk of depressed people is always there, has been, you know, throughout history. But interestingly, at all ages, well into, you know, 80-plus year olds, taking an antidepressant drug significantly, markedly increases the risk of suicide. And that's, you know, because the antidepressants not only don't work, they actually make you worse. There is no antidepressant drug that I can recommend under virtually any circumstance. It's that simple.
Okay, class, how many people do you know in your lives who have thought of suicide, ending it all? Nice people. And how many of them are on antidepressants? Now think about that. And it may encourage you to help them and to tell them that they may want to get off of those antidepressants. So, Dr. Shilley, since we're talking about that, how do they, whoever they are, get off antidepressants? How would you recommend?
Well, now, again, that is not...
talk to their doctor?
Well, the average doctor doesn't know which end is up when it comes to treating depression at all, and especially how to get them off the junk. The critical way, if somebody is really on an antidepressant drug, is to use the LISS, L-I-S-S, cranial electrical stimulator, plus air bliss, plus support with taurine, lithium orotate, tryptophan. You know, it needs to be managed by someone who knows what they're doing.
Dr. Shilley, as I think about depression, wouldn't just camaraderie, fellowship, you know, seeing other people, wouldn't that tend to help that as well?
I mean, oh, yes.
Out and see other people.
Yeah. Remember, the two most important indications or traits for health and longevity are conscientiousness, which means responsible and organized, and a network of friends. That network of friends is truly critically important.
Mm-hmm. And how about smiling? Does smiling, you know, there's so many people who are so sad.
Well, yeah,
sad
it's hard to
itself.
Get, but it is hard to get depressed people to smile. I mean, they just don't have the dopamine, the beta endorphins, the oxytocin necessary for normal reactions to humor.
It's so sad. How about diet? How about diet and health and exercise and the relationship to depression? If someone is healthy, are they less likely to be depressed?
Oh, yes, far less. You know, it's, well, basically, you need a wide range of vitamins and minerals in order to function healthily, period. And in today's world, since 80% of all the food sold in this country is pure, unadulterated junk, that is, the 45% of everything sold in McDonald's and all of its clones is junk. I would not call it real food. Not say I wouldn't even drink coffee there. And 60% of what's sold in grocery stores is junk. It means that only 20% of the food available in the grocery. If everybody suddenly wanted to eat healthily, there wouldn't be enough food. It's only because they're eating so much junk that we get by with it.
Dr. Shilley, when I was young, let's say between the ages of 5 and teenage years. I remember eating apples, taking an apple out of the bowl in the kitchen, on the kitchen table, washing it again, wiping it with a towel, and then just biting into it and eating it. I'd like to contrast that to lately. Lately, we've had some apples that came out of a bag, and wash them well, wipe them off with a towel. But now I don't just bite into them. I cut them. It's not because of my teeth. That's not the issue at all. It's because I have found in apples these brown spots on the inside. And there looks like there is a deformity where the seeds are. So if you, it's not like some little pest drilled into the side of the apple and then made the inside near the core brown. What I've noticed is that there is this change in the structure of the apple. There is this brown deformation. This brown, maybe it is a mutation. I don't know what it is at this point, but it's not right and it's not normal. So I slice the apple. For anyone who's eating the apple, if my mom wants one, I'll just say, well, let me just slice this for you. And I'll slice it and make sure that there's none of that in the apple. Have you seen this, Dr. Shuley? Because if you just bite into an apple the way we used to, you probably won't see it.
That's right. Yeah, no, I have. I think it's because of all the poisons that are used. Actually, apple, one article I saw say apples have more pesticide poison on them than any other known fruit.
On them or in them? Or both?
Well, on them, which if they've been on them, they get in them.
Okay. So that's a problem. So, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Isn't that what we were told? Gosh.
Exactly.
So what, all right. Well, and that's why I don't eat applesauce. Because I'm thinking applesauce is, well, it's whatever I would cut out of eating an apple plus the worms. So the worms plus whatever I'd cut.
And you know, interestingly, I have to say one of my most favorite juices is apple juice. But you made me think about that.
There goes apple juice. But I don't eat applesauce, but I used to. You know, I'm talking about when I was a child. Yeah, applesauce was great. So because of the worms and think about ketchup. Ketchup. Now, do you think the best tomatoes are used in ketchup, or do you think that'd be the tomatoes that they couldn't sell because they didn't look right? Or yeah, liquid tomatoes. Yeah, and then tomato soup, and then spaghetti sauce. Oh boy, class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, I mentioned quite a while ago that when I make bacon, or when Mrs. Finelli makes bacon, we do it in a method recommended by my father, who taught science in school. And he said, bacons have nitrates, and water's the universal solvent. So what you do is you take the bacon out of the package, and you put it into a pan with water, like half a pan of water, and you boil the bacon. Then you discard that water, not down the drain. Not down the drain because, if you have a septic system, it can cause problems later in the septic system. And then you add fresh water. That would be cold water because hot water from a hot water heater may have aluminum or magnesium in it from the anode, the anode in hot water heaters. So you don't want to use hot water for anything that you eat. And so add cold water, boil it again, and remove the nitrates and the nitrites as best as possible from the bacon. Now, of course, the bacon will not taste as salty, but that's what we do here at our house. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're getting rid of the nitrates and nitrites, which are wonderful for hypertension and other energy things. Actually, if you take adequate vitamin C, which is a minimum of 1,000 milligrams a day, actually it helps you convert the nitrate, the nitrite, into nitric oxide.
Okay, so do you recommend doing this or not doing this?
I recommend not doing it because I want those nitrates and nitrites.
But you must supplement
that you get out of a arugula.
Okay, so but you must supplement with vitamin C, correct?
Well, yeah, you need to do that anyway.
Okay, all right. So we'll stop doing that, but we will. We'll continue with our vitamin C supplements. So I was reading another article on the internet about who are the fittest, and this is on the DailyMail.co.uk. And this article starts out by saying why U.S. children are some of the least fit in the world. Why we are some of the least fit in the world. And the article says, quote, while the U.S. brings home more Olympic gold, as in gold medals, than any other country, many, if not most, American school children would not even bring home a tin medal if there were such a thing. And it's we didn't rank very well. I'll tell you how we did. So at the bottom of this fitness test, this would be aerobic fitness. Mexico was at the bottom, then Peru, then Latvia, then we're there. So Mexico at the bottom, then Peru, then Latvia, then United States. Above us, Korea, Australia, Canada, Japan, Norway, Estonia, Iceland, and Tunisia. So we do pretty poorly, and it looks like we could fix this with, of course, diet and exercise. But we're not. And we're getting heavier. And that's obvious. Everywhere I go, I see people are getting heavier and heavier and heavier. Weight loss, on average, is not happening as I see it. Dr. Shealy, are you seeing the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, remember, just a couple of weeks ago, there was finally a national expose of Harvard pimping, lying about sugar.
What, do they say it's a supplement?
Well, essentially, Fred Stare, the pimp biochemist from Harvard, used to push sugar as a good food. He was truly a whore for the sugar industry.
Dr. Shealy, I've never heard anyone, until just now, no one in my life has ever said, listen, Vinny, eat more sugar.
No
one has ever said that. Eat more candy. Eat more sugar. Eat more licorice. No one has ever said that. And not only that, if you don't like the black colored licorice, you know, you can eat the strawberry or the cherry red stuff. It's got plenty of dye in it. No one has said to me, eat more food coloring because it's good for you. On the contrary, they've said just the opposite. Don't eat that yellow stuff that's artificially colored, and the green stuff, and the red stuff, and the pink stuff, and the blue stuff. Don't eat that.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, back in the early 1970s, maybe it was 1970 to be specific, I was offered a job at Sears Automotive. And on day one, as a mechanic, and that's when Sears had these auto shops in a separate building outside the main store building. And on day one, I started to arrive for work, and I was met by the foreman of the automotive shop, and he said, "Okay, go in the store, and go into the clothing department, men's clothing, and they have these shirts. They're gray. And just tell the gal there that, that you're starting today and you need a shirt. So I went there and I got this gray shirt, and it was paid for by Sears, and I still have it. And what it is it's 65% polyester and 35% cotton. Now, there's a medical reason why I'm telling this story. I still have this long sleeve shirt, and I still wear this shirt when I work on vehicles. And so the idea is that this shirt would resist staining and having the oils and the greases stick to it. So if you put it in a washing machine, you know, the washing machine will remove the stains from the oil and the greases and so forth. And they still sell these shirts at a lot of stores that sell like uniforms and work clothing. Well, what I've noticed over the years is I absolutely positively cannot wear the shirt out in the sun because it causes me to feel really, really warm. And so warm that, you know, I want to take my shirt off. The point the medical question that's buried inside this this paragraph is, what happens if we overheat? Do we do damage to our body? Because when I'm out in the sun with this shirt, I can't wear it because it's 65% polyester, 35% cotton. If it were all cotton, I wouldn't have to take my shirt off.
Well, you're right. Heat, of course, you know, the body temperature does not like to go above 98.6. When it gets to above 104, it can be extremely serious, cause seizures, stroke, death. So the body maintains that to a great extent, mainly by sweating, of course. Now, there is a lot of argument that polyester is creates infertility, respiratory diseases, skin problems, even cancer. I have to admit that I really do like the cotton polyester shirts because you don't have to iron them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have worn them more or less for the last probably 30 years. And I choose to have all the other good health habits. Therefore, I'm willing to deal with this one.
Okay, now that brings to mind a point. That is, there are undershirts, men's undershirts, that are, you can get them all cotton, and the cotton ones will stretch in every direction, so they'll become wider and wider and wider, and shorter and shorter and shorter, so they don't fit after you wash them and wear them a while. But the ones that are cotton polyester blend, like 50-50 cotton and polyester, hold their shape, and they're more comfortable to wear. So are you saying that is a risk in wearing the blended cotton and polyester T-shirts, which are, you know, right on the body?
Yes. No question about it. There is some evidence. It's not as strong as it is for tobacco and things like that, but there's some evidence that polyester is unhealthy. And maybe, although Orlon is not quite the same as polyester, the first Orlon factory in the country was built outside my home city of Camden, South Carolina. And many, many, many years after that, there was an article that I ran across about the incidence of cancer in workers in that Orlon factory. So, you know, these plastic, if you will, because polyester is a form of plastic, these plastic shirts are not as healthy as cotton and wool.
Okay, so we talked about T-shirts. Now let's go a little south of T-shirts. And Radar O'Reilly in MASH used the word underneaths, and he was talking about underwear. Now, what about women who have these who wear underneaths, if you will, that are not made of cotton? Now, they used to be made of cotton.
Right.
When I was growing up, it was, you know, it was cotton white underneaths. Well, now I'm not so sure it's cotton. I think it would be something other than cotton. Is that, for women, Dr. Shealy, are you concerned as well?
Yes, no question about it. And, I mean, even some of the, there's some people who've claimed that men's undershorts made of polyester and cotton may be part of the broader problem that we know are common in decreasing testosterone and other problems.
Okay. All right. There is an article that I read last few days linking high blood pressure to dementia. Now, that was something I haven't seen before.
Right.
Is that something? Is that a new thought, or has that been around for a while? It's just resurfaced.
It's resurfaced. Yes, it's been around.
And so and there seems to be a correlation right there. You know, as we get older, our blood pressure tends to go up, and as we get older, the incidence of dementia seems to go up. And so many people are telling me that they can't remember. They can't remember a lot of things.
Right.
And is this something that's been something we can avoid?
Well,
should avoid.
I think, again, everything in life is a challenge and a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, I am pretty good about avoiding most things, but I have to say I do not avoid polyester in my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many good health habits, I believe that if you've got otherwise good health habits, it's just probably okay. That's just my choice.
Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I've recommended to Mrs. Finelli, because she's in charge of the clothes washing department here at the farm, I've recommended that she rinse our clothes twice to remove additional Klingon detergent that might be on our clothes. We don't use fabric softener. We don't use any of those sheets in our clothes dryer because we don't use a clothes dryer. So we just wash the clothes and now rinse them twice. Do you think that's a reasonable practice, or are we wasting water?
No, I think it's a good practice. I do like the double rinse.
Okay, and now as I think about that, I'm thinking about the dishwashers that many of us have, which would be those electric dishwashers. And boy, it'd be really nice to set that to a double rinse as well to get the additional detergent off our plates. And that's why, Dr. Shealy, I'm not too excited about eating at restaurants. Here are some of the things that come to mind, and I'd love to hear your comments. I don't know who's washing the dishes. I don't know how well they're washing the dishes. I don't know what chemicals they're using to wash the dishes. I don't know if they're cooking with aluminum pans, you know, for their baked goods. I don't know if they're using aluminum large stock pots rather than stainless steel stock pots. I don't know.
I agree with you. There, I totally agree with you.
I don't know if when they sharpen their knives, I use a sharpening stone to sharpen our knives that we use for cutting meat and so forth. But here's what I do. I sharpen the knives, and then what I do is I wash the knife off, and then I very carefully with a paper towel make sure that I wipe any possible particles that I could find on the blade of the knife off very, very well and very, very carefully, because I don't want that going into the food and I don't want to consume that. But I don't know if restaurants are as cautious and as careful as I am with the tools that they use, the knives and so forth. So because of all that, I really don't want to eat out too much.
I agree. All kinds of reasons. You never know what kind of junk they're putting in.
Mm-hmm. Plus the toxins and the flavorings and the MSG and,
exactly.
You know, and the, yeah. Okay. Ovarian cysts, Dr. Shealy. Many women have had the experience of going to their doctor and finding that they have an ovarian cyst. Is this something that is becoming more common? Are you aware of an increase in the number of ovarian cysts or the percentage? Or has this always been around? Okay, so it is increasing. Okay. Do we know what may be contributing to this? Is this birth control, either pills or liquids or or other causes?
Well, again, we don't know. There's many, many, many things. Of course, ovarian cysts are about as related to the increase in estrogen and estrogenic products in our environment as is breast cancer. And so it's really, you know, a major concern, to say the least.
Do you, is it possible that having multiple partners, and I'm talking about like Hollywood, you know, these women seem to have no shortage of willing sex partners and men. Is it possible that having multiple partners and living this risky lifestyle could contribute to this?
Well, the one thing we know unequivocally is that men who have 20 different sex partners and women who have 10 or more have a marked increase in risk of venereal disease of all kinds.
Maybe Bill Clinton should be worried. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, may we talk about garlic and how to eat garlic, and then not enough sleep and its relationship to hot flashes in women, and your event at the DoubleTree. How did that go?
Hey,
I'll be right back.
We are up to it.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, it's normshealy.com. Norm Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, garlic. You know, the Italians eat a lot of garlic, or they used to. And they felt there were medicinal benefits to eating garlic. Is that true?
Well, there's no question about it. Garlic is an excellent health enhancer, immune enhancer. No question about it. Very good. For heart disease, for cancer, okay, for freedom from allergies, all of those things are part of the garlic contribution.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that there are different ways of eating garlic, and some of them are not quite so good. So, for example, heating garlic can destroy the enzymes. Is that true?
Well, raw garlic would be much more likely to do that than cooked garlic. But, you know, a modest amount of garlic is good for you.
When you say raw garlic is more likely to do that, what did you mean? More likely to do what?
Well, you destroy some of the enzyme problem if you cook the garlic. And personally, I don't think I've ever really eaten raw garlic. I've tasted it and didn't continue any further. But I love
cooked
garlic.
Yeah, okay, because I'll just put a clove in my mouth and just chew on it.
Oh, I know. Well, I think that's genetic. I'm not being facetious.
I think so too.
And you know, to each its own. If you like raw garlic, I'd say use it because the benefits far outweigh any potential risks.
Okay. How about water softeners? And, you know, I've been reading that water softeners may not be the best for those who have heart problems. Is that true?
Well, that is true, because it gets rid of the magnesium and the calcium in the water. The evidence has been around for 50 or 60 years that people who live in hard water areas live longer and are healthier than people who live west of the Mississippi. Well, really, it's really west of Missouri, where the water is not nearly as hard, don't live as long.
Okay, so then, Dr. Shuley, if a person has hard water and they say, boy, this is terrible, it clogs up the aerators and our faucets, if they and it's tougher on the clothes washing equipment because we use more soap and more detergent, and so they have water softeners to minimize the effects of hard water, are you suggesting that they have a separate, not hard water, faucet for drinking water and cooking and so forth?
Absolutely. In fact, that to me is mandatory. Your especially your kitchen water should have no soft water in it.
Okay. All right. That sounds easy to fix. A little plumbing can take care of that. Not enough sleep. I understand, Dr. Shuley, that not enough sleep for women, I mean, it's certainly not enough sleep is bad for everybody, but women, it can cause hot flashes.
Yes, absolutely. But inadequate sleep, poor sleep, interrupted sleep is unhealthy for men and women. In fact, of course, probably equal to the crummy food that the average American eats is inadequate sleep for causing obesity.
Okay. And how about the DoubleTree? You had an event at the DoubleTree. You invited
and
people to come.
Yeah. Everybody comes. It's free of charge. We have a lecture for an hour and questions as long as they last. And tonight it's on the Methuselah potential.
Okay, and that's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Missouri. So Dr. Shuley, are you doing this every week?
Every week for the rest of the year on Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, DoubleTree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri. What time do you start, Dr. Shuley?
6 p.m.
Dr. Shuley, 6 p.m., free event. You can meet Dr. Norman Shuley, ask him all your questions, and enjoy a great presentation. Absolutely free, DoubleTree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri, starting at, you said 7 tonight or 6?
From 6 to 7, plus questions after 7.
6 to 7. Plus the questions. Sounds great. Dr. Shuley, have a great evening. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.